We're back. With
I'm eating.
He's not ready. I asked him like 5 times before I started this if he was ready. Every time the answer was yes.
Yeah.
We started off and immediately, I'm eating.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, you've got food in your mouth.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Do you not like it when someone's eating while you're like, I don't know, like watching a stream?
I don't really watch streams that often.
Okay. Understandable.
But I suppose if I did watch and they started doing that, I would kind of be like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But not like, AMS. Oh, wait. What is it? AMSR? That one?
ASMR?
Yeah. Not like that, though.
Not like that, though.
I don't like that kind of eating.
No, that's weird. Has MSI already started? Really random.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the fuck? When did that happen?
Yesterday.
That's crazy. I'm so out of the loop.
I'm like, I'm almost caught up.
That's crazy. I'm fraudulent. You're gonna have to break it down for me, Dan. But we'll get to that. Follow us on
Twitter.
That one. And MySpace at Losers Q Pod on both.
Uh huh.
Am I missing it? Like us, review us, 5 mm-hmm. star us on Apple Podcast, mm-hmm. Apple Music, and Spotify album soon. Send us your sads, mads, bads, glads to losersqpodcast@gmail.com. Dan, how the hell are you?
I'm good. I am, however, upset.
You're upset.
With Twitch's audacity.
The League of Legends champion Twitch, yes?
The website.
Oh, the website. The hit website. Twitch.
So I had Twitch Turbo for a while because it was like,
wow, rich.
It was like $9.99 a month.
Sure.
Okay, all right. Hold that rich thought, okay? Hold up.
Flexing on me right now. Has to steal
and then they
can afford Twitch Plus or whatever it's called.
And then they bumped it up.
Deserved.
$2 a month.
Good.
And I'm like, I ain't paying for this shit anymore.
No.
And now they're advertising it to me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't want it.
I'm glad that you're getting to see advertisements for it.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like you deserve it. I think this is the comeuppance you're getting for stealing from Target.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Who knows where else you've stolen from without admitting it, by the way.
I wouldn't even know.
I probably forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I would have just forgotten, so.
Yeah. You probably don't even know what I'm referencing at this point, so.
Mm-mm.
No. No clue.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I don't even know what Target is.
I've lost it.
Lost it. It's lost.
It's gone.
Whatever it is, he does not remember what it is, nor where he left it.
My brain did not bring it.
It didn't bring it.
No.
No.
Holy shit.
Holy shit, Dan.
I'm sweating my butt off.
That's
right
crazy.
Now.
From eating?
Yes, and because it's like hot as balls in here.
That's valid. I'm in a basement recording this.
God, you're
so nice.
You're wearing a sweatshirt.
I was gonna say I'm cold. I'm wearing shorts and mm-hmm. a long sleeve shirt right now. I probably should put on some sweatpants. I'm
mm-hmm.
kind of chilly.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even lie. Happy to be here though. Grateful
there's...
I'm not anywhere but here.
Yeah, I wish I was in the basement. There's 4 reptiles in the room with me, and they all have their, you know, their heat lights on.
Yeah.
And it's upstairs.
It's just a perfect storm of fucking heat.
It's a sauna.
Yeah, I believe it. It's probably worse than a sauna. Maybe not.
No, not that bad. It's less dry.
Less dry. Okay.
That's all I'd say about
them. What are the reptiles' names? I feel like at this point, they're the audience, in a way.
There's Arlo.
Uh-huh.
Periwinkle.
Yep.
Ardeo.
Yep.
The Snake. I don't remember that one.
The Snake, period. All of them are actually just dog, so.
True.
Which one's your favorite, Dan?
I like the Snake.
Oh, yeah.
But
I feel like the dogs with no feet are the most funny.
But I like holding the other ones.
Nice.
But there's one. So there's two male geckos.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a female gecko.
Yeah.
And she's crazy.
What does that mean?
She'll try it, like, if it's, like, she's, like, hungry, she'll, like, try and bite you. And she's the only one that'll eat, like, those little, like, pinky mice.
Sure.
And the other one just, like, don't. And these mice are, like, the largest meal that they've, like, ever had. Nice. All right, man. I finished eating. That was so fucking good.
Happy for you, Dan. Happy for the podcast more than anything that you're done eating. To be completely
honest. My water is condensating. And now it's on my forehead.
Okay.
Ah,
so you took a sip while leaning the bottle back, and then it mm-hmm. hit you, huh?
No, I just put the bottle on the side, and then I put it on my forehead.
Oh, I see. To cool off a little bit. Because you're hot. I get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I see it.
Now I'm sipping. Whoo!
Okay. Well.
All right. We never talked about the LPL finals, but, I mean, it's been like, it's been like at least a week.
At least a week. It's been about two.
At least
2 weeks.
I'm not wrong.
Yeah, sure. At least 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
is what I'm going with.
There's a team that won.
Yes.
And there's one that lost.
Yep, that is correct.
Let's
talk about it real quick.
Okay. All right, hold up. I forgot about LoL Esports. All right, so this one went four games. The finals was Top Esports versus Bilibili, and if you've been watching MSI, then you know the outcome of this series.
Correct.
It was Bilibili taking it in four games.
Correct.
You know what else is going on, Matt?
The M&I.
You know what else is going on?
The Mid Nebraska Invitational. Just to clarify what the M&I is.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Just in case.
That too. But you know what else is on? You know what else is going on, I should say.
NHL playoffs.
There it is.
What else? Baseball season?
No. You said it. Matt.
Let's see.
Matt?
Probably some form of golf this weekend.
Matt!
What's up,
Matt?
Dan.
He can't hear me.
I can hear him. Let's see.
Matt!
This is Q Podcast is going on right now, too.
Yes, sir. Should we do pick'ems on, yeah.
Maybe if I was more locked in. Maybe next year. I know that's...
I don't even know if I'll be that locked in.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I'm, like, the opposite of locked in. I'm, like, locked out, you know? If that makes sense. Like, I literally can't see it without
it
you being here. So,
it says on TBS.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay. All right, cool. Got there.
TBS.
They got this guy in there to replace fucking Wayne Gretzky.
Huh?
And I don't
replacing. What do you mean replacing Wayne Gretzky?
Like on, like on, you know, like on the yeah, on the analyst desk. Yes, I'm sorry. The NHL Faceoff presented by Verizon.
Oh, desk. Okay. Why did they have to replace Wayne Gretzky? Did they get Wayne?
No, I don't know why they replaced him. But this guy who's on there, he's like, he looks like he's always angry.
Oh yeah. I mean,
and I'm sick of it.
What's his name?
I don't know any of them.
I feel like if you're like hating, you gotta like know the guy's name.
Nuh-uh.
You know, I think I'm gonna make that a rule. If you're hating, you gotta at least know what you're hating.
All right, fine.
It's now the rule for hating.
All right.
I'm not saying you need to like look it up right now. You could just cease the hating. You know what I
mean? Okay. All right, I'll pause the hating then.
Okay, hating's on pause until you find out his name. Then we're good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. You know, if you hate, as long as you're, like, educated hating.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than uneducated hating.
Then you're just
a shitty person.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Does hating without reason, like, make you a bad person?
What?
Do I need to, like, ask the question again? Did you just, like, actually forget?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's just move on to the whatever we were going to talk about. We'll do... Why don't we... Whenever the next round is going to start for NHL playoffs, we'll do pickups for that round. And then from there on. How about that? That way I can, like, kind of gear myself up to lock in. Does that make sense? Because I'm assuming it's the first round of the NHL playoffs, correct?
Yeah. Yes. Let's see. I know two. One, two, three. Yes. There's one. Sorry. One, two.
You're good. I'll go ahead and.
There's three more. Things left.
Series.
Yeah, series going on the first round.
Okay. What if we did some hoops as well? Kind of same thing for the next round.
I am extremely locked out.
Yeah, same here, so let's make it fair.
Okay, that works.
Not that it matters. Like, it doesn't matter. It's just something else to talk about, you know?
Yeah.
I follow basketball enough to where I have, like, an idea of who the good teams are, but, like, not, like, you know. I'm not going to be, like, 100% accurate. I'm just going based off of, like, what Twitter tells me.
Okay. I will not be watching any basketball, though.
That's fine. I also will not be watching any basketball or hockey because I
don't no. watch them. Hold up. You will watch hockey.
I don't know about that, Dan.
I can help with that.
Yeah, no, that's fine and all. It's just, when do we talk to each other? And when we're
once a week on the podcast,
true. But when we're talking to each other outside of the podcast, it's usually like a movie. On. So it's like, it's just not likely that anything happens.
All right. I'll be watching hockey.
Danny will be watching hockey. I will be watching none of them. And you want to say it? I'll still be more correct than you are. That's right.
All right, well,
I'm going to be cocky and confident.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, look out for that next week.
Here, wait. They got Wayne Gretzky back.
They brought him back.
At least I think that's him. That's not him. Sorry, wrong guy.
They replaced Wayne Gretzky. Gretzky? Gretzky.
Gretzky. Alright. Alright, I want to go back to LPL real quick.
Let's talk about it. China.
What's it from Top Esports? Kareem is a very good League of Legends player.
Sure, yeah, that's fine.
Tien is 50-50. He's Chinese Pioshik.
Correct. That's a very accurate take. Both of them world champions.
Yeah.
One of them, you know, more recently a world champion, but both of them. Mm-hmm. have very good Lee Sin gameplay. Like,
correct.
Some of the best in the world. And then sometimes you're on another champion and it's like, what's this guy doing?
How like, why is... Yeah.
I will say, I don't think Tien is as coin flip as Pyosik.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Pyosik might be a bit more like 60-40. Like, 60 being like 60% of the time he's like, not crazy good. 40% of the time he's like, wow, this guy's top 5 juggler in the world. Whereas Tien's like 50-50. Where it's like,
I could see that. Yeah,
this guy's throwing. Like, it's like
I could see that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's like the perfect mix.
Yes. Yes. I mean, no, because the perfect mix is you're always winning.
No, he's the perfect mix of ass and great. That's what I'm saying. What I said is correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on.
All right, I'll believe you.
You have to.
Oh?
Don't care.
All right.
All right.
I am believe. Are you?
You are.
Hello. All right. But the rest of the team, I think, is played well.
I think
as a whole, this series felt messy, I guess.
Yeah.
But it felt very LPL. Mm-hmm. And I think that both the teams played really well. I think that's how I'm going to look at it. Hello? Okay.
Yeah, no, I was thinking. I would agree with that. I think that...
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. I think, like, Jackie Love may have gotten outplayed to some extent. I think mm-hmm. Elk had a really good series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I also think Jackie Love... I think it was the one game that they won. I think he was kind of the carry, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Good series overall, though. Like,
yeah,
even though
I agree.
Those four games didn't really feel like it was, like, a stop, except for maybe the last game.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah,
I think expected Billy to win that one.
Yeah. I saw like a bunch of tier lists on the teams at MSI, and they all kind of like made sense, but they were all also kind of like first place up at the top, second place here, and the I'm sorry, first and second place. Eastern teams are at the top, and then in the middle it's like G2, and then everything below is like the rest of LEC and the every other region.
Yeah, that's I feel like that's the easy way to rank them. If you want to rank them
I agree.
The most funny way possible.
True.
You
true.
You do like listen
loud
the obvious,
at the top.
Yeah. Okay. So you just put all the first seeds at the top, regardless of the region, right?
Uh-huh.
And then it's like G2, FlyQuest,
mm-hmm.
and then T1 below them, and then Top Esports below them, and
mm-hmm.
then every other wildcard region team that I don't know the name of.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably something like that. I have to look at the teams. I think maybe if you want to do it like the most funny way, you just like, you know what, but I'm not worried about it. There's no funny way to rank them. This shit's
I do think that what's it called? That
don't know.
If I were gonna do it, I would put BLG at the top. And then I would put, what's their faces?
Generation Gaming?
Yeah, below. And I'd probably put T1 in that spot, too.
That's understandable.
Because I, honestly, like, I think Gen G, like, I always think that they're going to win the whole thing and they look like the best team in the world. And then they like make it to finals and it's like, and then, or they like make it close and then they lose. So that's why I'm putting them below, but
that makes sense.
I think that they do have the potential to win the whole thing. T1, I put that on the same as them. Cause it feels like, in like any given day, if they're playing Gen G, they could win, And I think that they looked overall better than Top Esports. And I think they're more consistent than Top Esports, TN. And then I think under that, I'd probably put Top and G2. Now, I didn't watch a ton of Top, so, you know, maybe I'm underestimating them.
Sure.
But from what I have seen, I think that on any given day, I think G2 could beat them, and I think that Top Esports could beat G2. So I think that's my opinion on that. And then probably under that, Fnatic and the NA teams, then under that, I have no idea. Oh, well, under the NA teams and Fnatic is PSG and then everybody else. That's how I would do it.
Okay. Where'd you have T1? Did I miss?
BLG was at the top, and then under it was Gen G T1.
Okay. I guess I need to get a full list of these teams just so that I can clarify where I think everyone should be.
Yeah.
At least from my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I think, where the fuck are the teams, bro? What is this? What is this? What the fuck is going on here, man? Okay.
I don't know.
It's like the worst way possible to like find the teams. Just give me a sec. I'm gonna figure this out once and for all.
No, you ain't.
I probably won't.
All right, I found them.
They're just a. Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Hang on. No. Oh. Hang on. I think I cooked.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Give me a sec.
One.
Fuck, dude. Put me on the spot like that? All right. I'm going to go ahead and say I think that the Korean teams are better than both of the Chinese teams.
China.
I think that I would put in the tier of their own, it would be Gen G, T1 are the two most likely teams to win it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say Bilibili and Top Esports are the next two most likely teams. And then from there, I would say it's probably like Liquid G2, and then Fnatic, FlyQuest, in that order. And then the rest of the minor region teams, I have not enough of an opinion on them, so I feel like it's wrong for me to comment on them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they haven't ever shown me anything before, and I don't think they will be showing me anything now.
No.
No. So, yeah, that's how I would rank it personally. I think, I think recently especially it's become more clear that the LCK has kind of broken themselves away from the LPL. I'm very excited to see these teams play because I think that this will be a bit of a test for the LPL to see if maybe they are, you know, falling behind the LCK.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that both T1 and Gen G are like leagues better than Top Esports specifically. Bilibili, I would say, is pretty clearly the best team in the LPL.
Yeah.
I think they're who everyone expected to be here. And I think that they're the team that will give both of the Korean teams a run for their money the most. But I'm not sure that I've seen enough from them to say that they will be able to beat T1 or Gen G easily in a best of five, best of three, whatever they're going to end up having to play. I don't know for sure. But either way, I'm excited for it. So that's my MSI opinion.
Yeah, okay. Understandable. Well, I think that's it for MSI, unless we want to talk play-ins. I know you haven't watched yet, but
I mean, if you think we could you might as well just talk about the ones that you watched. I do know the results of them because I saw the games happened.
Okay.
So if you want to just kind of speed run it, you can tell me who you're thinking. Yeah. Looking good.
Okay, so let me see onto here. Sorry, I'm looking for the MSI thing.
You're good.
Here it is. Why don't they do pick'ems for MSI? Like, what the fuck?
Because it's not as big of a thing.
Yeah, but like, come on, please.
We'll start pick'ems for ourselves next year.
True. All right, so this is all the round one stuff, and from the draw, it was FlyQuest versus PSG Talon, and then T1 versus Estrel Esports. For the one side of the bracket, then the other side of the bracket is was Fnatic versus GAM, and then Top Esports versus Loud. Every single one of these games went exactly how I thought they were going to. FlyQuest beat PSG Talon 2-1. Bwipo carried, like, this, I think, both the games that they won. He was on Urgot, I think, I can't remember if he was on it all three games, but he kind of, like, shitted on him. So, that, and then, what's their bot laner's name, like, Masu? Yeah, Masu. He played pretty well for his first international showing.
Sure.
They have a large task to overcome this next round. So, so the next game was T1 versus Estrel Esports. Estrel is was it LLA and T1 won.
This is Coffee Baby versus Hydrogen Bomb.
Yeah, like this, like Estrel. They kept it interesting, like the first game, but like it. Never felt like T1 was going to lose.
They
like,
probably were never going to lose.
No, I didn't think that they were either. But, like, they, like, the first game, they lost early. And it was, like, T1 was up, like, 5k gold at, like 13 minutes. I was like, this game is fucking over. and then the next game, it's, like, even. And then T1 just like beat him in the mid game, and then they just snowball and win. Like,
yeah.
I guess some good things is that Estrel, they were able to in the first game kind of cut down that deficit and you know, kind of get the game even. But I don't think that this team was ever going to beat T1. Like, I don't. I know everyone's like, ah, we love the minor region teams, but I don't know. Like, they always just seem like they're fodder.
To some extent, they are. It'd be wrong if they weren't represented in any way, but...
No, yeah, I agree.
Like, I mean, what can they do besides just try?
True. And I think that they did.
Yeah,
So that sets up the round two for this side of the bracket for T1 versus FlyQuest. Gonna be a tough one.
Yeah,
and then
two.
I've got them in one. So.
Oh wow! They're gonna, what's happening to T1 after the first game? It's the best of three.
They're DDoSed IRL.
Oh no! Wait, how did they die?
I don't know what that means, but.
Breaking news: FlyQuest has shot down Fnatic.
That's what the caster's gonna say.
Fnatic. Team one.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait. Team one. Yeah, I've got T1 winning that one. And then I think this next one is a elimination game between Estrel Esports and PSG Talon. I think PSG Talon could win that, but I think it's going to be a really good match.
Yeah.
Probably will be
a pretty good game. I don't know. I might actually watch, finally.
Yeah, probably banger. So, then the next one was Fnatic versus GAM. Fnatic won both those games. Humanoid's looking really good. Jun had a good showing. I think everybody played pretty well. Maybe Oscar was kind of mute, but that's just because he's funny looking.
Literally, nothing he can do about it. He was born that way, but we can't help him either. We fucking don't like him.
So I think Fnatic played a little messy, and I think that they really need to clean it up for if they play any other teams that are better than them, which they will be, because Top Esports versus Loud. Top Esports gets the 2-0.
I'm shocked.
I am not. Kareem played really well the first game, and the second game is, just kind of a snowball. Kind of cookie cutter game for TES. No drama.
Nice.
So that sets up Top Esports versus Fnatic. And then Loud versus GAM Esports.
That Top Esports versus Fnatic might be another coughing baby hydrogen bomb.
It really could be.
I suppose I wouldn't be surprised if Fnatic could win this. I think yeah. that Top Esports looked good, but 369, he could be a 3, a 6, or a 9, and then there's TN, who is 50-50.
50-50.
Previously said yeah. this uh-huh. episode. So I'm excited to see how any of these series play out, to be honest.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know,
Humanoid's got a tall order to play against Kream, who's having he's having a really good run right now. So
yeah, I mean, he looked great in the LPL, honestly. Yeah. In the finals, especially.
Yeah.
I think no one has a taller task than Oskarin, because I think that...
being that goofy-looking...
Yeah, playing against potentially the best top laner in the world. You might just make him look like the best top laner in the world. Might not have a choice, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyways, that game takes place at 6 a.m.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I won't be watching that.
I will be watching the VOD.
Correct.
Happily.
And then Loud vs. GAM.
Hongchu.
I don't know if that's Hongchu. It could be the same as that top that I'm sorry, Estrel Esports versus PSG.
I feel like I've never seen an exciting game from the Gigabyte Marines, but that's just me. maybe I'm reading, but last word.
Oh, I forgot that they have like they've got like a bunch of subs too, because like the whole region was win trading, so
what?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, like literally like the entire region was just like like win trading like
Marines there. that what you mean by win trading? Like literally they were just like throwing?
Yeah, and they were like betting on it.
That's so hard.
So I love that. It's like every one of them but like three players. Like I think Levi Kaya, and I think there is one
like
more.
Only the players on Gigabyte Marines, like only three
yeah,
of them.
And literally, like players. only three from on Gigabyte Marines, like
that's so sick.
And then it's the rest of them are like, no, you cannot, you can't play. Like
that's so
shit's
sick.
So funny.
I feel like we should have talked about that at some point.
Yeah, it came out like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you know what? Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's fucking old news now.
It's funny, though.
It is. It's really funny. I love that.
All right, well, very nice.
Very nice. Do you want to talk about the LPL format change, Dan?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, hold up. Let me... Sorry, hockey has started.
I love the ice is cold and the hockey is...
And the metal things are sliding across it.
So real.
What are we talking about? The LPL change?
Yeah, LPL changes.
So they are doing... they're basically splitting up everybody, depending on seeding, into four groups. And then those groups play... I can't remember if it's a one or a two.
Seeding based on what?
Like their place. Yeah, yeah. Or at least, I don't know, some sort of seeding.
Okay.
BLG would probably be one.
Sure.
Though. And then they would play Fearless.
Ooh.
Best of three, but like, not real Fearless.
What does that mean? So how is it Fearless, but not real Fearless?
So, okay, they're best of three, so that...
We should clarify what Fearless is.
I'm about to.
Okay. I mean, I feel like now would be, since we're talking about it, I feel like we should go into that before we go any further, maybe.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, like what traditional Fearless draft is. Sorry to cut
Well, off. What not hardcore Fearless is. So basically, if you pick a champion, if a team picks a champion, in traditional Fearless, neither team can play that champion in for the rest of the series.
Yes.
In this version... only the team that picks it can't play it.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, so an example I saw was like one team plays Lucianami game one, and then the other team plays Zeri Lulu, and then it's like the next game they just like switch.
Yeah, probably.
And that's kind of a snoozer. And then it just goes to game three, and then it's like, cool.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's not as fun.
Yeah,
Why do fearless draft if you're not going to make it, like, full-on fearless draft?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. But I've seen some takes on this. When I first heard it, I was like, I don't like that. But then I, like, thought of it, and I was like, competitively, this is like how you get better. You know, it's like you're
increases your champ pool. I mean, it has to at least.
You literally have to.
Yeah.
You know, have a bigger champ pool then. So it makes everybody have to be better. You know, and have a bigger champ pool. So, you know, you can't be like Adam and play like these dog shit champs and then like not be able to play it again.
Yeah, true. Let's say they give him Olaf game one.
If they just What's he playing game
like,
two?
Literally. They ban out like all the other goofy champs, put him on a real champion. What's he going to do? Where's he going to start playing with? It's bad. That shit already happens anyway.
Yeah, yes.
This shit's about to make him fraudulent.
Yes, he literally. So I don't mind. I don't mind that change. But then it's
only in the LPL, though.
And it's only the first round, and then it's like after the round robin, they go back to traditional.
Okay.
And then they go to playoffs.
I wonder if the purpose of doing it is to kind of help shift, maybe not shift the meta. I was going to say shift the meta, but it's probably to some extent to like maybe increase the diversity of champion picks.
Uh-huh.
So how do the groups work? If you could explain that a bit more. Like it's four teams in a group. What's the point of
yeah.
the groups though? Like the teams just play amongst those groups?
Yes, for the first round.
Okay.
And then it's like and then after that, it goes based on your record, and then it's like the top half goes into the next round, and they all play against each other, and then the bottom half play against each other.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it's like elimination from there.
So
and it's elimination for the bottom guys, and if you like lose in the top, I don't remember. I saw this thing here. Let me see if I can find it.
I suppose the only weird thing is if they're groups of four, the LPL has 17 teams.
Yeah, I don't.
Is there like a rotating team? I bet that like gets a bye or something. Maybe like not one team getting a bye, but like maybe every now and then a team will get rotated out. You know what I mean? And then like the other team gets tagged in, and then another team gets rotated, and then another team, yeah, and so on and so forth. Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, I have to find it. Okay, hold up. I'm finding it. Fill it in, Matt. Fill in the fucking air.
I was hoping you would find it, Dan.
It's taking me longer than expected. I found it.
He found it. Perfect. We filled the air.
All right, here. Okay, so the first round, there's double round robin, best of three, fearless draft. So there's, four groups. So the top two groups after the double round robin, the top two groups go to, like the one group, and then the last two in the group go to a different one.
Okay.
And then, so there's total nine teams in the winners group.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, what's it called? Then there's eight teams in the loser group. So yeah, it looks like group D has five teams, or one group will have five teams.
That makes, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, the groups, so all the groups play, you know, within each other, and they play a single round robin best of three, and the top seven of that go to, The top two go into in double elimination playoff. Oh my god, this is so confusing. I'm not explaining it well, like, at all. I'm just gonna take a screenshot and then send it.
I feel like I'm getting it. I don't think you're doing a bad job explaining it.
Okay, hold up. I'm doing an extremely poor job. Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
My shit taking forever. Oh, there it is.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
There it is.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck? I don't even want to try. Who made this? What the fuck is this?
Somebody on Twitter.
I'm not even going to try. I'm not.
All right, I'll just post that screenshot.
You should. Post it with no context. this is crazy. I mean, I guess, yeah.
It makes sense if you look at it, but, yeah, like...
The more I'm reading through it, it's like, okay.
But, like, trying to explain it is like, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't know how you could explain this. I feel like even looking at it, it's making it confusing still, but I'm slowly navigating it the more I read. Somehow they made a playoff or a play, I don't even know what you're going to call this, a group stage more confusing than the LECs. I wonder if this will last as long as the LEC group stage. Never forget last summer LEC group stage where it was like 2 months long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I hard to say I'm excited. This graphic scared me a little bit. It was a jump scare.
I'm excited.
Oh, you know what? If you're excited, I'm excited, Dan.
I'm gonna have to watch it now.
There we go. I'm pretty excited to see Fearless Draft more than anything. So.
Yeah, same. Fearless Draft, like, you know,
yeah,
in the real world
game.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I were you there when we played Fearless Draft and we did 5v5s a couple of times? It was really fun.
No.
That was so fun. We had it where we did it a couple of times where we did like a best of, I think we just did best of threes, but like, I don't know, it actually made it feel interesting.
Yeah, that actually does sound like it's fun, yeah. Especially because there's like,
we have some one people amongst us.
Yeah, and it's just like
force them to play other stuff.
And it's like, okay, but then it's like, okay, if we like ban it, then, you know, like that person's like gonna be a fucking liability on that team. It's just like, just play another fucking champion so you're not just garbage.
Yeah, no, I agree, literally.
Like, holy shit.
I wonder how bad I'd be if I played League, like, tomorrow.
Right now?
Like, right now, I'd stink it up for sure.
Oh, yeah, 100%. No, but tomorrow, yeah, you think you'd stink it up less?
No, it'd probably be worse. Like, every day yeah, yeah. I get further from the last time I played, so I think it's just getting worse progressively.
True. I know, we don't give a shit about League now.
I do not play video games. I'm like semi-retired, like I said. So.
Correct.
Full-time movie guy, that's my job.
I was going to say, hit us with your movies.
Yeah, I've watched, you know, this was actually a bit of a down month for me. I was real upset with myself. I only watched 28 movies.
Okay, but are you still ahead?
Yeah, I think I'm ahead by like 8. Do you know how many days there are in the year, or have been this year? I'm trying to
Oh, been this year? Oh, I have no idea.
How many days so far in the year? Give me one sec. There have been 123 days, so I'm up 6 movies.
Jesus.
But I was up 10, so pretty disappointed.
It's fine.
I can't even front.
You're good looking.
Hey, thanks, Dan. I watched 28 movies this week or this month.
This week, huh? This week.
Yeah, I went crazy. No, 28 movies this month.
List them right now. Off. Hurry up.
All
right, let's go.
Let's speed run it. Mission Impossible: Rogue Nation, Decision to Leave, Wind River, Stop Motion, Monkey Man, Fantastic Four: Rise of the Silver Surfer, Parasite, Mission Impossible: Fallout, The Green Knight, Gladiator, Collateral, The Descent, Kill Bill Volume 2, Tombstone, Green Inferno, 28 Weeks Later, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Get Out, Whiplash, Evil, or Resident Evil, The Quick and the
Dead,
Moonlight, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, Death Proof, Sinister, Rolling Thunder, Resident Evil Apocalypse.
Yeah!
To top it all off, Doomsday.
Ah.
The best and worst movies I watched. The best one was Doomsday, and coincidentally, the worst one was also Doomsday. I don't think I've ever seen a movie quite like this. It is.
I'm sad I missed
something.
It.
No, nope. You aren't. You shouldn't. It's such a crazy movie that I was just so confused, and I feel like my feelings about it are so mixed that I have to say it's the best. But it's also the worst. Like, I can't stop thinking about how bad it really was.
Yeah.
So that means it's having a lasting impression. But also, there was some really interesting and funny stuff in it. And it kind of just so all over the place. Also, I watched about 15 different movies that I would say were probably the best movie that I watched this month. So I picked this one because I couldn't decide between any.
Now that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's
the real reason why it's the best.
How many... Did you see any in theater? I don't think I heard any.
Monkey Man.
Oh, yes. Duh. Okay.
I saw that with you.
Me? Damn. All right. I'm going to talk about the movies that I've watched this month.
Oh, my God. He's on track now?
No.
He's just going to go off the dome. He forgot.
Off the dome? No, I remembered most of them. Like, all of them.
Hit me with them.
I mean, obviously, Monkey Man. I'm going to go by the ones I saw in theater first. Obviously, Monkey Man. Saw that with you. And then I saw Civil War. Did you see that?
I haven't yet. Don't say anything.
Haven't yet. I will not. I went to... Yeah, good. I think that's all that I saw in theaters.
Yeah.
Now, other than the movies that I watched with you that you listed, I watched a lot of movies that came from books. I watched The Hunger Games, all of those.
So sorry.
Those movies are great.
Yeah, sure.
Nope. And then I listened to the prequel book, and then I watched that one. And then I watched Ender's Game, and I think that's all that I watched. Oh no! I watched American Psycho this month.
Also based on a book.
Oh, FR.
FR.
Kill him.
Dang
it. They were
American Psycho. That's Patrick.
They were fighting. I hate that these fucking refs don't let them fight. Refs don't let them fight in the playoffs. It sucks.
I think the refs should let me fight you, Dan.
Okay. Where's the ref stopping you, bitch?
The ref is in my head.
True. I think that's
it, huh?
I think so.
Listen, I'm plus just gonna say it. Your numbers are pathetic, Dan, okay?
Our goals are different.
That's fine. But
your statement is true.
Yeah. Your goals are different, but my statement's still true in my eyes.
True. My numbers are lacking.
Correct. Rookie numbers. You're not really in the lab like me.
I don't.
You're not really dwelling like I am. That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to dwell in the abyss.
I'm not. Yeah, I mean, I guess I am dwelling in the abyss.
The basement is abyss-like.
Yeah, it's abyss-esque. Cold down here. It's dark. No,
dark.
I'm like a ghoul.
What? You're a movie ghoul.
I'm a movie ghoul.
Matt, guess what I'm seeing in theaters tomorrow. I already got tickets.
Damn. What came out recently? I don't even know. Don't say anything. I'm gonna try and go off of memory. I'm not even gonna look up what came out recently.
Okay.
Am I gonna get it? Like, should I know what it is?
Probably not. No.
Oh, okay. Is it an anime movie?
No.
Okay. I give up.
I'm seeing The Phantom Menace.
Oh, nice.
It's gonna be so sick.
I bet.
I can't wait.
You know, they started doing showings of the original Spider-Man trilogy.
Yeah.
In theaters. And I'm genuinely
My friend's been seeing it.
Has he? Dude.
Yeah.
He's probably experiencing some of the best theater experiences ever.
I know. Like, I cannot wait to go see this. It's going to be so sick.
I feel like those movies are probably so good in theaters. Especially yeah. if, like, the crowd is, like, into it. That's a needle mover.
I saw those movies in theaters when I was a kid.
You're so old, brother.
I know. I mean, at least the first and second one. I don't think I saw the third one.
I've seen the second and third in theater. I was a child, like, when it happened, but I've seen them.
Yeah.
So I'd be lying if I said I didn't.
And I definitely saw the first in theaters.
Yeah, you're old.
The third... What's the third one? Is the third one...
Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, is that when he's... Spider-Man 3. When he's Venom?
Venom, yeah.
Okay, I saw that one in theaters also.
Lex Spider-Man, but Venom...
I've seen all of them in theaters.
Danny's an OG Spider-Man fan.
True.
He's a big movie guy.
No. All right, let's slow that down.
he loves Spider-Man. Because
I'm in love with Spider-Man. With Peter Parker, the Spider-Man,
literally.
The human spider.
Mary Jane.
True.
Danny's Mary Jane Watson. I am in love with Spider-Man.
I kiss Spider-Man upside down.
See, yeah. Yep. What else we got to talk about, Dan? I don't think there's anything else.
I don't either.
What do we got going on?
I can tell you about the book I'm listening to right now.
No, go ahead if you want to.
It's called Eversion.
E, spell that.
E.
Uh-huh.
V.
Yep.
E.
Yep, that checks out.
R.
Yep.
S.
Yep.
I.
Can I finish it?
O-N.
Oh, I was gonna.
Eversion.
I was gonna say it was I-U-N, but yeah. Guess I would have been wrong.
It's like, it's sci-fi, but you don't think it's sci-fi for the first, like, half of the book.
Wow.
It's good, though. It moves me.
Very cool.
All right.
I can't get into audiobooks like that. Let's give the people something to look forward to, Dan. What do we got coming next week?
More MSI content.
More MSI? Loser's Cube new album edition, assuming Danny actually listens?
Well, you see, man, I gotta finish my book.
Yeah. No. I think Loser's Cube comes first, Dan.
Yeah, I'm gonna finish my book.
Yeah. And then still listen to the album in time for next Thursday.
Correct. Yeah.
I believe in you.
I think I finish it tomorrow.
I'm gonna just talk about the album without you if you don't. You
shouldn't do it. All right, that would be funny.
Yeah, I'd still prefer you listen to it though. To be fair.
Yeah, but what's funnier?
Probably you listening to, be honest.
Fuck. All right.
Yeah. It's an interesting album. Pretty excited.
It is.
Oh, you listen to it?
No.
Oh.
But it's interesting.
How do you know it's interesting?
the name.
Oh yeah, Schlagenheim. That's not a spoiler. I feel like we should probably start actually saying what albums we're listening to. That way, like, imagine like the listener, like
the motherfuckers could listen.
Gets to listen. To what we're listening to.
Wow.
And they can have an opinion at the same time as us. Crazy to think about, right?
I love that.
Look out for Loser's Q Media Review Schlagenheim edition.
Yeah, look out for it.
Look out for
I think that's it.
That's it. That's Matt. I'm Dan. This was Loser's Q. We'll catch you next Thursday. Losers.